Hi there. The word for you today is, who are you trying to please? In Psalm 19:14, we read, "Let my words and thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord." Are you afraid to speak up in case you encounter disapproval? The Bible says in Proverbs 29:25 that fearing people is a dangerous trap, and fear is common among people pleasers. One author writes, and I quote, "A pleaser daughter is one who, at any age, still tries to please her parents. From report cards to parenting style, her decisions are colored by the opinions of the people who raised her. But remember what Paul said, 'When I was a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man or an adult, I put childish ways behind me.' A pleaser friend is one who can't say no. Resentment may build up in them, but she always shows up and takes care of things. What she considers love and loyalty are often exploited by others who seek reliance, codependency, and caretaking. A pleaser employee consistently works long hours without compensation or appreciation, covers for others who don't pull their weight, and bites her tongue when her boss or a colleague take credit for her work. A pleaser wife is one who, in her desire to be perfect, becomes an altered version of the woman her husband fell in love with. A pleaser mom fears the loss of her children's love. She is afraid to set boundaries, even though they create an atmosphere of comfort and respect. She equates discipline with division. And by depriving her children of rules and regulations, she ends up missing out on later life friendship. That's the dessert of good parents and good parenting. Hey, the only thing that you should be concerned about, really, is making sure that, well, here's how David puts it, "Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord." In the end, God's approval is the only thing that counts.